Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, it's just going to be you and me this segment, and maybe even the next segment. And we're having a little technical difficulty rounding up our guests. But it always gives me an opportunity to talk to you about some things that are on my mind. And I know you know that I have a few things on my mind because I'm always thinking about you. I'm always thinking about, what does it take for you to be more successful? What does it take for you to be competitive? What does it take for you to be able to accomplish your goals? And some of the things that, one of the things I want to talk to you about right now is this, what I'm calling a little bit of a transition period. I think I called it Never Never Land the other day in a brief reference I made to it, but maybe that's not a good term. And I'm talking about the period as we sit here operating our businesses, or run here, I should say, operating our businesses between the recession and the expansion. The recession is over. It's been over about 15 months. And we're still in the recovery mode. We're not in the expansion mode because we still have too many toxins in the system. I want to make sure that you don't, that you're differentiating. If you're having any kind of issues at all, if you're having any difficulty with sales, with profitability, whatever, I want to make sure that you are differentiating between the economy and your own business. You know, there are two main reasons, two main factors that impact our businesses, internal and external. Obviously, external is the economy. External is the circumstances that we find. The government influences on us. The economic influences. The local market conditions. If your state or your region or your city or your county is having, you know, whatever the conditions are there, those are external conditions that you can have. You can basically just, you know, you deal with those. You try to be out ahead of those as much as possible, as much as you can. But those are things that you're presented with. Those are the cards that you're dealt. That's external. Internal, though, these are things that you and I have control over. You and I have at least some control over. You and I have the ability to make changes. And so there are two elements in that. There are two elements inside of the internal. And that's what I want to talk about. The external, you know, that's another thing. That's different for everybody. But these things I'm going to talk about internal, those are not different for everybody. They're the same for everybody. And these are the things that you and I can do to plan for the future, to plan ahead, to be proactive. That's one part of this. And the other is getting out of our own way. What are the things that you and I that keep tripping us up? What are things that we keep doing that keep tripping us up? So I'd like for you to think about that. With regard to internal forces, the internal factors that might be holding you back. Number one, are you practicing the fundamentals? Are you operating with good financial information? Are you making sure that you're collecting and producing good financial records? And then reports, the financial statements. Those are fundamentals. Those are things that you can learn those things, and everybody can do that. Marketing, are you doing a good job of marketing your business? Are you making sure that when it comes to how you enter the marketplace, how you approach customers, how you try to acquire customers? Are you marketing to the right people? Are you doing it the right way? Are you incorporating some of the newer things? When I say new, I'm not just saying let's follow a fad. The new things I'm talking about, folks, are the things that your customers want. the things your customers are desiring, the things that they're finding attractive from other companies that do business with them. Are you tracking those things? Are you finding out what those things are, and are you trying to give your customers that capability? And I'm talking about a lot of technology. I'm talking about the internet. I'm talking about reaching out and touching them on the internet, following them home, et cetera, et cetera. Are you doing those kinds of things? These are internal fundamental issues. Are you managing your people? Have you got the right people to work for you? Have you got the right people who are representing you well in the marketplace? These are internal things that you can check and make sure that you're doing the right thing with these. Then the other thing is get out of your own way. Are you getting out of your own way? This is you. This is all about you, small business owner. What is your attitude? Are you allowing the impact of the economy to bring you down? Are you allowing the circumstances, this marathon recovery I've been talking about now for a long time, that we've been experiencing now, fully in the recovery mode, technically in the recovery mode for 15 months now, more than 15 months actually, almost 16 months. Are you still allowing that attitude about the economy, how we felt in part of 08 and 09 and part of this year? Are you allowing that to be an excuse? That's something to think. You should ask yourself that question. I mentioned that several days ago. Make sure you're not allowing yourself to use that as an excuse. Differentiate between the things that you can't do anything about and the things that you can do something about. And check your position and make sure that what you're experiencing isn't something that you have some control over. It might not be the economy. It might be you. It might be that you can't get out of your own way. Maybe you need to step out of your business and take a different perspective. Maybe you need to leave town, go to another business in another town, talk to people in somewhere else and ask them how they're doing, and check your position. Continue to check your position to make sure that the things that you're feeling, the responses that you're giving your business as the leader of your business, make sure that those responses are valid. And they're not just something that you've cooked inside your head, that you're not reporting inside your head, so to speak. Make sure that the way you're reacting, the way you're responding to your business as the leader, and to talking to your employees, working with your customers, et cetera, making decisions. Make sure those decisions are based on reality and not something that you've just cooked up in your head because we've just come through a tough time. Think about those things. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. More to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Turn around and see you in a crowded place.
Watch for the emotions on a guarded face. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.